Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hey, Better Together with Maria Menounos fans. It's not Maria Menounos. It's Mr. Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro here. Subbing in for my beautiful and talented wife. I'm going to open with a quote from a friend of mine who's also a guest on our show that I'm super always excited to talk to. A person is shaped as much by their failures as they are by their successes. And man, is that true. From her modest beginnings in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, to creating successful businesses, to raising a daughter and being a New York socialite, Real Housewives of New York royalty, Dorinda Medley has always strived to make it nice. In quotes, yay. Make it nice. In her new incredibly candid memoir, she unveils the not so glamorous bumps in the road to her personal, social, and professional ascent. She is here today to discuss that journey with us. As I said, she's a great friend of Maria and I's. Please let Hill Squad let us welcome Dorinda Medley to our show. I love you, Dorinda. I'm so glad to see you.
And first and foremost, I send out my love and condolences for your family. Very sad to hear the news.
Well, you know, because you're so connected to your mom, as we read in the book, your mom and your daughter, like the connections are so
Maria key. And I have often spoken about that invisible string. You know, we just I talk about it in the book that it's just something that is beyond. You don't know it until you experience it. And I feel that way about my mom. I just feel like I'm so connected to her so much more than just this earth-like connection. I feel like she is just part of my soul, you know, and I know I'll know her forever. I said that to her the other day. I said, Mom, you know what? I just want to make sure you hear me now. We're going to know each other forever, right? Like, this is just the moment, but we're connected. She goes, oh, well, yeah, we'll be speaking forever. I was like, okay, phew.
Okay, good. Okay.
But as long as we got that agreement.
And Dorinda, you still go to her very much like a daughter. Well, you'll go to her for help and counsel and lean, right, still?
Listen. From Bluestone Manor to 8 Ramsey Avenue is only about 3.2 miles where I grew up, okay? But it is the Concord back to youth. I start off at 56 at Bluestone Manor, and by the time I enter the driveway and she's at the window looking at me, I am 16 years old again.
Wow. I love it, you know, and that's why, like, people who still have that in their lives, God, kiss and hug your parents because, yeah, it's beautiful.
And what a scary time to be with our parents during this COVID, because I got so incredibly protective and I became the mother. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I became the mother. So we had a sort of a role reversal where I was like very, very much, you can't do that. No, you're not going out. I'll go pick it up. And I was so proud to do that. Like, if anything positive came out of COVID, I was thinking about it the other day, taking a walk in the park. I would have never have spent this, not just this time with my parents, but the way I spent it, because I've been in such a rush especially since Richard passed, that I haven't had a great sit down conversation. I'm always like, okay, Mom, I'll be over. I'll be there at dinner for 5. Whereas I really got to indulge and lay on the lazy boy in the TV room and watch TV with them and be that person with them again. Like, do you want lunch? Okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Do you think for a lot of people, this was a reset?
I think if it wasn't a reset for people, that's frightening. I just said that to my stepdaughter Paige today. I said, it amazes me how two things amaze me. It amazes me how people have changed so much and how they're living, how they're looking, how they want to live, how they want to consume all. And then there's other people that haven't changed at all. And that makes me sort of like not want to know them anymore.
Yes. Serena, you know, I've said that to people too. I'm like, anybody who is still living the same way or is coming out of this, I don't know, and not the way we're talking. Yeah, I'm saying like there's something wrong with them. Like you missed something.
I also think for me, and actually for Paige, my stepdaughter I had breakfast with this morning, there has been for me such an incredible awareness of nature. Like, where has nature been all these last 20 years of my life? I've been so busy trying to make things, make money, socialize, get to parties, travel, have things, more things, more things. And, you know, I spend day after day sitting through the seasons of COVID saying, look at that chipmunk. He's here today. He's very busy and he's doing the same thing every day. And somehow it became interesting to see the symphony of animals and how they're doing their shit, even though we're sitting wearing masks. Figure that one out. We're the smart ones and they were free as birds. Yeah. And we're the one wearing masks.
So coming out of this, do you think you'll be less into consumerism and buying immaterial stuff? And
100%.
Yeah.
This shirt I have on right now, I just thought about it. I went through all my stuff of a coat. I took all my stuff out from years ago and I'm just wearing all my old stuff. I'm like, I don't want to buy shit anymore. I got rid of 9 huge bags. Bella's here who helped me of stuff yesterday. I'm done. In fact, I'm in my apartment right now. I have Bluestone Manor, but I'm in my apartment right now. And I'm just like, I'm down to the point where I almost just want a couch. I'm like, isn't that enough?
Yeah. Yeah. No, Maria's at the same place. My wife, same thing. She keeps saying, I want less. And if that's what the universe and God wants from me, then I'm going to go with it because it's all too much.
Listen, I put all my stuff when I was transitioning. We were moving out of New York, Bluestone Manor, all my sort of beautiful jewelry that Richard has given me and blah, 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 blah. I thought, I better take it and put it in a safe place. But I don't know what the world's ending, right?
Yeah, yeah, yes.
I opened it up the other day and I'm like, who wears this shit? You know what I mean? I'm kind of at a point where I'm like, don't you want to wear fun stuff that you can lose? Wouldn't that be something new and interesting? Yeah. You know? Yes. Yes. I'm not a Christmas tree. I'm a person.
Yeah. And I think a lot of it creates more stress, which I think we just went through so much stress.
Correct.
It kind of makes you see it in a different way. Trina, you know, your story, we've interviewed you before and you know many times but you know, like, your story is
but you've never interviewed me as a post housewife, so that's interesting, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, but you and I've never had those housewife talks. We've always had life talks, because your journey's incredible. I mean, you were successful all on your own. You had many journeys leading up to your relationship, your marriage to Richard, and then housewives. Let's go back to the beginning, because that quest for perfectionism, you talk about it in your book in growing up in school. And I think that that's something a lot of people, and I unfortunately see with women, suffer from be perfect.
Well, I also think too, I grew up in a very ethnic family, which has been, was such a gift. I mean, I know Maria's the same. You know, you grew up in
Italian family. Yeah.
So you kind of, for a woman, when you grow up with an ethnic family back then, I mean, I'm a lot older than Maria, you sort of were predestined to a certain role, you know, and I think my mother instrumentally broke that mold for us. She had 2 boys and 2 girls, but she just made an executive decision that we were going to have. And my,
when you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Father, obviously, because without my father, who worked 5,000 hours a week. Okay. He was like, and I, as I say in the book, I loved him so much. I don't know why, because I never saw him, but I just knew I loved him so much. You know, they, as a team, they really decided that we were going to have a better life early on. And that applied both to the boys and the girls. And I was just, my mother said something really interesting to me when I was about 12 years old at the A&P. I'll never forget it. I was talking to the guy that was delivering milk, and I was charming him, and I knew he had a crush on me, and I thought I was just so like hot, right? Yeah. Well, she said, "Oh, Dorinda Sincala, you have both a curse and a gift. It's called charisma. And when you like people, the world is at your feet. But if you don't, you can ruin everyone's day. So you better take that tool and use it appropriately."
Interesting. So do you, is that kind of, I always say, like, we have our shadow selves. So we all, sometimes these great superpowers we have in us can work both ways. So do you
100%.
So that's yours. Clearly. Have you learned to manage it?
Well, you guys have seen me on the Housewives. Listen, I'm very opinionated. I am not, people always like, "Oh, you know, you always tell the truth. You tell it like it is." I feel like I was given the gift of knowing. My mother's kind of like that. My mother could always call out things, call out situations. You know, my daughter calls it sort of the white witch in me. And I think when you are tuned in and sensitive to that, you are very aware of your surroundings and you don't like a lot of bullshit. And sometimes I handle the bullshit with more grace than other times. Now, maybe not as gracefully when I've had two or three martinis.
Yeah. And
I'll see that.
Okay.
You know when the finger comes up?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I know, because we're Italians. We talk with our hands and we're very passionate people. But do you work on that, or do you just say, "I accept that," and say, "That's who I am," which either way to me is works.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, "How can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community?" or "How can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people?" First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Facebook group and Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
I accept it and know I am, but I try to be aware of it because I do realize that I have been given this incredible power of voice. And I, you know, my mother says I can convince anyone to do anything if I just keep talking enough. You know, I've always had that. I'm sort of like, I have that sort of my grandfather, Adorno Magadini's kind of Italian thing where he always had a lot of people around him and down at the fairgrounds and the bookies and Evel Knievel. And they were always making deals. Let's make a deal. Like I said to my mother once, there is no, it's just a harder form of yes. And she was like, and I do kind of believe that people say no to me. Hannah always is in amazement. Hannah's like, "You know, we can't get into it." I'm like, "Oh, yes, we can. We can get in there. We can do that."
So is Hannah the one? Is she the daughter that's like, "Mom, no."
Yes. Hannah's very different than me. You know, Hannah is an incredible character, very smart, very academic, but just is more of her father's mind, more... she thinks about things in compartments. I just throw it out wide. You know, if we were painting, she would work within the lines, whereas I just take the whole bucket. And I'm like,
"Oh my God." But you know what else it is with you two, Dorinda? You're also very warm. So it's not like this Svengali thing. You are very warm and very giving. I mean, the first time I met you were offering up things to Marie and I. You didn't know us. And so I feel like there's a warmth too there. But
I like to give.
Yeah, I know. See, but that's also...
I like to entertain and I like to feed. And
all of it. You love people. And so to me, it's not... There are people who are con artists who are good at sucking people in. That's not you. There's a warmth in a that people
sense. I do not take that what I don't earn or that, you know, I don't do that. And I try to never take more than I deserve. I think always you should take less than you deserve in a weird way. And just let people... Like even going through this last year when I was very quiet and stuff and people wanted me to say negative things about leaving housewives and people were afraid to talk about it. I don't feel that way because I think there's good in everything we do. I think sometimes transitions are healthy. And, you know, I just didn't want to speak of it because I don't have anything negative to say about that. And I think it was a beautiful time then. You never know what's going to happen in the future. And you can't. And for women, it's something I talk about in the book so much. They tend to get stuck. If it's divorce, if it's death, if it's a boyfriend, if it's a job, if it's aging. And it's such a sad thing because you know, the past just keeps on getting bigger and the future keeps on getting smaller. So you might as well jump into the future as quickly as you can and change it up and make another quilt. When you make your life, as I say in the book, life is a quilt. Make a new patch. Fill it with different colors.
Yeah. So I love, you're right. So what is an example of getting stuck with women? Like, if something bad happens?
I think, you know, from my experience, I find it, you know, sometimes when I talk to women that have, they'll talk about the life they once had more than the life they have. Or the life they can have. I remember when I was with so-and-so. Listen, I can be accused of it as well because I talk about Richard but I talk about him with fondness, but it didn't stop me living my life. In fact, to the point where I said to someone the other day, I don't know if Richard would fully recognize this new me today, the post-Richard. I think he'd still like me, but I am a different person because I chose... after he passed to say, that was my life. I love him. I'll love him forever. You know, it was such a wonderful, but now I got to make a new life. Not as Dorinda Sincala, not as Dorinda Lynch, now not as Dorinda Medley, but as Dorinda. And I couldn't have done that and done The Housewives and written this book and had the adventures I've had in the last, you know, God, he's been dead 10 years now almost. If I hadn't made that decision, you know, you got to jump to fly.
And there's so many things like just gems you just dropped that I want to explore. Cause I do think that people get stuck, a lot the past.
I'm having my gumballs.
Wait a second. Okay. So sidebar on the gumballs. I love gumballs. And you were saying in the early, before we started the show, you have them everywhere.
Everywhere.
Okay. Why? Okay. Question. Why is that not in a clear container so you can see all the pretty colors? That's what I like the best.
Because this is like, you can't see it really, but it's got like, it's a great container and people.
It's open. You can still see it.
It's a monster. Because tell me a person in the world that doesn't see a big bowl of gumballs and doesn't feel happy.
That's right. It's genius. It's genius. Yeah. I love that.
I love your flowers.
Oh, thank you. Yes. You know, I these were all Maria's mom's who just passed, as people know. Wow. And she had them all over the house in different vases, whatever. And I was organizing the house and cleaning it and, you know, whatever. So I collected them all and I was like, we'll use them on set.
I love that. So she's there.
That's what we like to think. Yeah. That's what we think. They're always with us. But yeah, I think you're right about being stuck and the best way is to make that new patch. There's something else you said in all of this, though, that you'll even take less than you deserve. I want to hear about that because I feel like in Catholic culture, we're kind of programmed to take less. And then we shame ourselves for that. And so then you want to take more, but I love hearing a philosophy of taking less. I want to know why that's a good thing.
I don't mean less in the way that like,
less than you deserve. You said,
I don't think less in the way that, you don't get your fair share, But you know, you don't have to scrape the bowl, the bottom of the bowl. You know what I mean?
Yes.
You should always be gracious and leave a little bit of yourself and be thankful for it and leave your essence. I think what it is, you should know when enough is enough. And you should always try to walk away from situations gracefully, thankful. You know, and not get stuck on what you didn't get, but focus on what you did get. Mm. And I've got to tell you something. When I was writing the book, it was such an amazing, I didn't think it was really going to affect me that much. I was like, oh, you know, Richard was the writer. I'm not really a writer. And it was so interesting to see myself in all these different stages of my life and going back to that person and thinking, like, I sometimes didn't even recognize that person, the person I was in London. But I have to say, as going through the book, so many of those people, jobs, friends, priests, teachers, they're still part of my life at some level. And I think it's because I try to leave gracefully. I try to not be, you know, do anything that was illegal or greedy or take too much. I try to always leave on a good note. You know what I mean? So when I walk back in the room, I just had it happen at Red Lion Inn where I waitressed when I was 18. And, the granddaughter was like, my grandmother loved you so much. And they gave me a picture of me as a waitress. You were everything to my grandmother. Now, how wonderful is that, I can say I was that person then?
Yes. You know, Maria is like that too. Me, not so much. I was the Italian, burnt a lot of bridges on the way out and hate myself for it. Yeah. But with you, what do you do when, listen, there's going to be times where we're treated unfairly and, you know,
correct,
where, right? Do you still walk away with that grace, like, in that same way?
Well, I'm going to tell you something. There were people, so, and again, not to always quote Diane Sincala, but she's been such a great, you know, my mother goes to church every day and you know that. And I grew up with so many life-size saints in my houses. No wonder I ever had sex. I mean, I'm surprised it didn't scar me for my life. They weren't the small ones. They were the
everywhere.
Big ones. And
yes.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past. But as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
Any problem, go pray to St. Anthony. Go pray to St. Christopher. Go pray to St. Trashbag. I'm like, who's that? She's like, don't worry about it. Just go pray to him. I'm like, okay. But, you know, my mother was the queen of the saints. We had so many of them. But, you know, I think that the key is that, well, what were we talking about? I lost my train of thought. Oh, how do I deal with it?
Yeah.
After Richard passed, there were some people that really were terrible to me. People that we were so good to. In so many ways, there were some negative things that happened. And I was so angry. And my mother was like, you know what? This is going to kill you. They're going to laugh all the way because they're fine.
That's right.
You're eating yourself away. And what are you going to get at the end of it? What's going to happen? Tell me what the end game is here, Dorinda Sincala. That's what she calls me. Tell me. I was like, I just want them. You want them to what? I said, I don't know. I'm just so angry at them.
Yeah.
And then never speak to them again and learn your lesson and think twice. Maybe when you meet that character again in your life, you take pause and don't engage in that kind of, you know, and the truth is, she goes, the signs were probably always there that they were takers. And when I looked back, I was like, wait a second. This was always an uneven relationship. I just was so happy to give, give, give. And they were so happy to take, take, take that I'm to blame. And Richard was to blame. Richard paid for this and Richard bought them that. Richard paid for their school fees. And do it. She's like, well, okay. Well, Richard, no one forced them to do that. Right? So you have to just sort of, you know, try to keep it moving. And next time you see that animal in your crossroad, you say, oh, I'm not going to go near that animal. It bites. Yeah.
It bites.
That one bites.
And I love what you said. The end game is you abusing yourself, shortening your own life, and they're laughing. Like you said, they don't care.
Nope.
So it really, wow, I need your mom in my life.
Everybody needs that.
I think everybody does. You know, when I even look at, I think you also deserve to get credit for your divorce because it, from the book, it seemed like it was pretty healthy. You know, think of, I know a lot of friends.
Just at Bluestone Manor the other day. You know, in fact, to the point where I wouldn't have been with Richard, everyone's going to freak out about this, if he didn't get along with my ex, because Ralph is such, was, and is such an integral part of Hannah's raising. Like, I always found it very unfair when people called me a single mother. I'm like, I'm not a single mother. I just don't live with their father. But Ralph had a key to our apartment his whole life. We didn't even do that Wednesday and every other weekend. You know, and he loved Richard, and I called it our extended family. I think Ralph was hysterical when Richard passed, which I found such a gift.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he said to Hannah, I promise you, Richard Mendy, one day when Hannah gets married, I'll be on one side and I promise you, you'll be on the other. And I thought, God, we did it right here. We did it right, right?
So what's the secret? What advice you have for other divorce people? Because I see divorcees who destroy each other's life, destroy the children's lives. And I feel like where we have such a high percentage of divorces, we've got to figure out a way to do this in an evolved way in this country. And we haven't yet.
But that's the whole point. The fact that there's a high percentage of divorce may be unfortunate, but it really shouldn't be the problem, because there is a way to still co-parent. Ralph and I just didn't belong together anymore. Okay. He's very happy with someone else. I was very happy with Richard. We would have been forcing a triangle into a circle. He would have been unhappy. I would have been unhappy. But we had this beautiful daughter.
So I get why you break up. How did you maintain this healthy relationship that continues today? What's your secret, or what secrets to other people?
Because what you have to do is you have to keep your eye on the game, which is your children. If you don't have children, then leave and never speak again. But when you have children involved, they don't get divorced. They need that stability. They need to know that until they are adults, that they are, not only do you guys work together as a team and love each other, but you are loved together as a family. I don't think Hannah ever not thought of us as a family unit, even though we were divorced. Isn't that weird? Like, Ralph came to holidays, and I just decided, to be honest with you, I just decided I want to divorce him. He wanted to divorce me. Why do we have to? And Ralph, I got lucky. Ralph's a nice guy. Ralph always, and I'm not ashamed to admit it, Ralph always took beautifully care of Hannah, was very generous with me, you know, was present all the time in her life. And we respected each other for our roles that we were playing in each other's life. He was an investment banker, so he couldn't see her all the time. And I didn't hold him to it. Oh, you didn't pick her up at 5 o'clock, so you're not going to see her. I didn't do all that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but in return, Ralph allowed me to be a mother and have a part-time job and pick her up at school. And, you know, we just worked together almost, not like we were married, but we still had that same rhythm.
Well, I think you went back to the love of your child. Like, what? Yeah. We have to be co-parents. I love it. I really hope people hear that and take it to heart. We were also, this is in the book too, which I find fascinating. Every 6 years in your life, it seems like, right, there's an upheaval. So tell me about, like, the number six. I know a lot of people are into numerology, but
Well, it's so funny because I'm so Catholic, right? And I'm so spiritual that you think that's a scary thing, but I don't think it is. I think I say at one point, I feel like the devil comes and visits me every 6 years to say, taps on my door and I have to jump up and get ready. But yeah, it seems like every 6 years I change and there's a new phase that happens. And I realized it strangely when I was on the phone with Andy, when he said that I was, going to take a pause this year. I said, it's okay, Andy, because every 6 years this happens to me. And it really does. God knows what it means, but it's my time. Maybe I get a little sloppy, sleepy, lazy. I don't know, but they have to put fire under me again. They say, okay, the game, it's like musical chairs. The music stops and I have to change chairs again. They're duck, duck, goose.
But it's not always easy for you.
No.
But you seem to come out better every time. Right. If we look back, would you say?
Yes. And not only do I come up better, but I hope better. I always, introduce new things and new people and new situations. And, it's like, it's like a new flavor ice cream. I'm like, okay, I'm done with vanilla and I'm going to move chocolate. Now I'm going to use cotton candy. So I look at my life as a big, colorful ice cream parlor filled with so many wonderful different flavors. And I've enjoyed each sort of, scoop,
right?
For different reasons. I mean, the person I am today, is not the person that was living in London, and I don't even have the wants and dreams that I wanted in London. I wanted to be an investment banker's wife. I wanted to wear the Chanel jacket. I wanted to, live in London and travel and buy things and play that role as an investment banker and a wonderful mummy to Hannah living, mm-hmm. Abroad. And that was great. And I learned so much from that and met so many interesting peoples. But that evolved again when I became a single mother and I went back to work and I got into the New York life. And it evolved again when I became Mrs. Medley and we had a blended family that was not only his family, but my family and Ralph. And then it evolved again when I became a widow, right? I was like, wait a second, mm-hmm. Hannah's gone to college. Richard's passed.
He's a bigger than life person too.
And we had a beautiful game plan. I mean, we didn't do Bluestone Manor for me to live up there on my own. We did. That's why I always laughed when the girls came up and they're like, fish room, this room, because the house was built so that once Hannah went to college, Richard and I would go up there and make that our main residence. He was a writer. The kids would come up and visit, and then we would sort of have a pied-à-terre here, a pied-à-terre outside of Washington, and that we had it figured out. Oh, I had it so check, check, check. I was like, Mrs. Medley, you have figured this shit out, and then boom.
Right. So, yeah. Dorinda, do you not make those long-term plans anymore now? Knowing that it's like, was that old joke? If you want to make God laugh, tell him you have plans.
Yes. You know what? I just, like I say in the book, we think we know the final chapter of our life looks like. It's like a movie, but you really don't know. I mean, who knows who I'm going to be in 10 years? I mean, I really don't. I think that this year for me, for so many reasons, not just taking the pause and writing the book, but COVID and watching my parents.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Τι έχεις? What do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Enter into this stage of life where you really realize, wow, they may not be part of my life in the next 10 years. It's, and Hannah kind of moving on to being in a very serious relationship, and I see where that's going. You know, there's, I really think I had this thing the other day where I was like, I don't remember ever where I could literally wake up and be like, you know what? I'm moving to X for a year and it wouldn't matter. Like, I am not, for the first time in my life, really accountable to anybody. Like, if I say a woman, the best, someone said to me the other day, what is one of the best gifts a woman could have? And I said, freedom. Like, I'm free.
Yeah.
It's like, literally, that's a weird feeling for, I'm not a mother. I'm not a wife. I mean, and I'm not even sad about it. Like, I don't, because when I'm in my roles, I'm in those roles 100%. And I love doing all that. And I can't wait to be a grandmother. But it's a really powerful thing to wake up in the morning and be like, I just think I'll, you know, anything. Someone called me the other day and said, do you want to fly to go on a cruise to Alaska in November? And I'm thinking, of course, I'm thinking, well, I don't, that I'm like, sure. Yeah. Why not?
Well, yeah.
I barely grocery shop. You know what
I think though you've always had this attitude, right? Throughout all the pitfalls, all these 50 years, right?
56 years. Yeah. I mean, listen,
have you always had this or?
Yeah, but I've had times where it's just, you know, I talk about it in the book where, you know, it's gotten dark and I doubted myself. And I think I say, if I could tell my younger self something, yeah, I would say, you know, be more confident, know that you're stronger than you think, you know, don't let outside influences, because, you know, I think also when you are a dreamer and you are strong, there's a lot of vultures out there that want to tell you you're not. And, you know, you can listen to them and, you know, you're just so strong as a person. I mean, there were definitely dark times, especially, you know, after Richard died and probably, you know, and things that I thought were just, I mean, Ralph and I get along very well and we love, but after we got divorced, growing up Italian, Catholic, Polish, that was a failure.
Yep.
And I was so afraid that I had single-handedly changed the destiny of my daughter's life. Because what I had envisioned for her, the beautiful house in SW1 London, the investment banker father, I thought, well, what happens now if I move to New York? Does that, am I going to shift her destiny to maybe not be who I thought she was going to be? So, you know, there's been a lot of times where I've doubted, and I talk about it in the book, where I've drank too much or made decisions that maybe I've had to regret, but I had to go through these things to get out and get out on the other side and be able to talk about it. I find it very upsetting that, you know, people want to focus on the fragility of women as the focus and not as their strength and the power. People like to point out their fragility. You know, we all have fragile moments and moments of fragility. Some people like to hide them. Some people like to pretend they're bigger than that. I don't. I think we are such a beautiful combination of beautiful colors on your quilt and sometimes not so beautiful colors on your quilt. And that's okay, because as a whole, the quilt is beautiful. Right?
Yes.
That's all we're trying to do.
Yes.
Not perfection. Just, is it overall a good quilt? Yes.
Yeah.
It is. Okay. Put it on. Stay warm. Stay healthy. Stay sane. And we're good.
Yeah. I was reading something recently, because we do a lot on the show with other healers. And I forget who it was who was saying, don't stop trying to be your perfect self, because that's not possible. Don't even try to be your best self. Try to be your whole self. And your whole self is those ugly patches on the quilt and the pretty ones.
Correct.
Love your whole self. That's hard.
And how exhausting must it be for people to kind of definitely be hiding their, maybe it's some small warts or even large warts in their life. You know what's amazing when you just put it out there? What can people do about it? As long as you haven't killed anyone.
Yeah.
All right, you don't like me. Okay, I didn't know you 10 months ago, and I won't know you 10 months from now. We're good.
Yeah. Well, we were talking earlier, too, about before the call, about how so many things we take serious that aren't even real.
That's like, is it.
Yeah,
it's like, not real.
It's not real.
You know what's real is when you can wake up and feel safe and sane and happy and, you know, God, just feel like you can make someone maybe smile or laugh. I think that, and just the art, I hate to say this. And there were times in COVID where I was like, was it ever going to end? But I laughed with my parents. Like, I laughed because they're quirky people. that are still living. Like I'm 10. My mother said to me at one point, "Oh boy, don't drive in the dark. You don't want to get in trouble." I was like, I have lived all over the world.
My mother.
And I'm 56. What kind of trouble am I going to get into?
You're into my mom, so you'll love this. Italian mother, too. We were watching a soap opera together, just doing the quality time during COVID. And I said, Mom, I don't know if you remember, but like 20-something years ago when I started in show business, I was an extra on, I don't know, one of those shows, Passions, I think. And she's like, you know, would you ever want to do that again? Because I think you'd be great as an extra. Like, I'm like, Mom, everything I've done in this business. But I go, now I've learned to joke back with her. I go, you know, Mom, I think that's an excellent idea. I think I'd be fantastic as an extra on a soap opera.
Yeah, she literally said, oh, you better go home. It's getting dark. You don't want to drive in the dark. You might get yourself in trouble. Now, that's so we're in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, number one. It's COVID. Nothing's over. And I haven't lived at home for 30 years. I could have been, if she only knew what I did late at night, her toes would curl, right?
I love that though. You know, and is Hannah and her, they must be close as well.
Oh, very close. Yeah. Absolutely. She loves her grandparents. Hannah said a really funny thing the other day. I was getting upset about something and we were in the car and I was complaining to my mother. And Hannah said to me, Mom, maybe you shouldn't talk to Grandma about that because she gets up. You don't want to get her upset. I said, well, if I can't talk to my mother, who am I going to talk to? And Hannah said, I had this moment of like, that's right. You guys have a relationship that doesn't include me. She said, I don't know. It blew my mind that she is to you what you are to me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean by that?
Yes, yes.
She's like, literally, Mom, my head exploded. Because you turned to me crying and say, well, if I can't talk to Grandma, who would I talk to? If I can't talk to my mom. She said, you never call her your mom. You call her Grandma. And it was so exclusive, it annoyed me, she said.
Oh, it annoyed her? I think it's beautiful.
I refer to her as Grandma. Your grandmother, Grandma wants to do this. She never hears me call her mom.
Her mom. Yeah, well, but I think that's a sign where your daughter's becoming, she's an adult now, right?
Yeah.
So you can talk like that to her. That's really interesting. Dorinda, are you one of the people who doesn't watch the news anymore? Or have you cut off the news?
I was talking to someone about, say, someone said, what do you think about what's going on? And I said, you know, I was so overwhelmed for 4 years. It was so much part of my life and it was so ingrained to me to know what was going on minute by minute. That I now do the quip. I do the kind of drudge or I'll do the overall news thing. But I used to have that damn channel on all day, every day in the background. And now I just, you know, I think once we kind of came back to New York and started living, I just was like, I can't live in that world anymore.
Yeah, me too.
It was too upsetting.
Yep. Yeah. Agreed.
I mean, after the whole thing that happened at the Capitol and stuff, I was like, I can't, I'm done.
Yeah. 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 It's too much. And I could tell my moods kept just getting worse and worse.
Taking my gum up.
Oh, go for it. I just kept getting more and more depressed and more sad. And then
nervous.
Yeah.
Like what's happening and feeling helpless. And I particularly hate feeling helpless, you know, cause I'm the problem solver. I'm the solution giver. I'm the person that, you know, feeds it away. You know what I mean? And just, it was such a helpless feeling. And I actually yesterday for about an hour, cause I take a nap every day cause I get exhausted. I take a nap every day of my life.
I know. What is it about Italians? I take my nap too. I go, Grampy's going for his nap.
He does. He really does.
I do. I have to have my like 20 minute nap.
Do you know so much so that Hannah, when she was started going to school and getting with it a bit, she said to me, you know, other moms don't lay down every day at 4:30. Like you made me believe that was a real thing. So I'd be like, Hannah, okay, we're done. I got to go away for 45 minutes. So she never bothered me because it was just part of.
Yeah, but it's
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
My mother is almost 80, I think, but everyone thinks she's about 60. Napped every day at worked full time. Every day for on the Oprah on the couch, nap, done. That was it.
That's and still me. Does every day. And me too. And I'm fearful of being tired out. Like it fears me to be tired. I don't let myself get tired out. If I'm tired, I will go to sleep. No matter where it is, I'll go to sleep. But I was laying down yesterday and I was watching some of the, and I don't want to make it political, but I was watching some of the statements from the Capitol Police.
Yeah.
It was really upsetting.
Yeah.
Really upset me. Like I was like, I need to go put on Dr. Phil because this is just upsetting that this happened and now we have to relive it. Because a little bit post COVID, we're all pretending it didn't happen. Like, oh yeah, that's back then. Let's keep moving. Yeah. So
let's go to the beach. To the beach.
Evergreen yeah. now. Evergreen.
Yep. Yeah. I won't do it. I just won't engage in it. It really bothers me. Even certain people I was listening to that are funny or whatever. Even the jokes about it, I don't want to, I don't know.
Nope. Me neither.
Yeah.
I'm all trying to be about evergreen and stuff. And I just pray to God. I don't know what it's like. I think in LA you have the mask thing again, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, but you're in Connecticut. Thank God.
Yeah. Well, but here, in LA, everyone is masking up again. Yeah.
And today here, they're not telling everyone to do it again today, the CDC. So I'm just hoping to God that it's not, you know, but day by day.
Yeah,
I've got the toilet paper and the water. I've got the toilet paper.
Well, I think my biggest thing is like if the mask thing's fine. I hope we don't have to close down again because I don't know if we can survive it emotionally, mentally, financially, every aspect. I don't know if we can. I mean, we will, I guess, but I don't know. I think that it seems like the treatment protocols are better than what. Obviously, we know more about it than we did before. So I'm hoping that that's going to play in.
I don't think we'll shut down again. I do think that what happened was, you know, it's just for me personally, it was a little too much the way that one day we're like isolated and the next day people were dancing in the streets. It scared me. There wasn't enough. So I think maybe what we'll do now is what we probably should have done.
Yeah.
On reentry. That's what I'm hoping all it is. And I don't. To tell you the truth, I have never minded the mask. I don't mind the mask either.
I don't either. No, I really don't. And if it makes someone else comfortable, I'm fine with it. You know, it's annoying but if that's what it's going to take for us all to get along and to live, then
I haven't had a cold, knock on wood, for a year and a half.
Well, I will say that, like, no one's admitting that. Like, you know, the mask thing, not shaking hands, fist bumping or elbow bumping, it. All that stuff will reduce colds and like no one wants to get colds. Like
sore throat. Yeah. I usually every year I get a terrible cold, a terrible sore throat. I don't know. I'm not going to say 100%, but there seems to be a correlation there.
Well, what does the next year look like for you? You said you're going on a cruise. Like what else are you thinking? You got this book. Are you thinking?
Well, I'm spending a lot of time still at Bluestone Manor. Yeah. I'm looking forward to going, you know, the book comes out August 17th and we're going to try to do some fun things with that. And then in September, I'm probably just going to go back up to Bluestone Manor and just keep doing what I'm doing. I'm kind of enjoying what I'm doing. Oh, I'm launching a bourbon called Bluestone Manor Bourbon.
Here we go.
Let me show it to you. Well, the label's not done yet, but this is my, hold on. I should send you. It is delicious. This is my, I worked on this the whole year. I must have tried 500.
Ooh, is that going to be the bottle though?
Yeah.
Gorgeous bottle, of course.
And it's got a beautiful thing, a gold label that looks like Bluestone Manor. It's so delicious. I'm going to do a bourbon cookbook with it. And then I'm launching a beautiful candle for Bluestone Manor. And I'm still got my partnership. You know, I did some great partnerships with Nutrisystem. I lost 16 pounds. Wow. Can you imagine what a great partnership? Here I am in the middle of COVID. They come to me to do this partnership. And of course, I'm getting fat because I'm eating.
Because you're Italian. Go ahead. And we're eating. Yes.
I have never cooked. I mean, it was all, every day was like the Last Supper. Oh, tonight we're going to. And I was getting fat. I looked at myself one day and I was like, you know,
yeah.
So Nutrisystem came, they made me an ambassador and I dropped 16 pounds with them.
Wow.
Yeah. And with Marie Osmond, who, you know, I love Marie.
Yeah. Osmond. By the way, obsessed with, right. Is like, I've met her like once or twice, but she's still gorgeous. I just remember as a little kid watching her
Happens Live with her one time. And that's
what was she like? What was she like?
She's amazing. She's exactly as you would. You know, a lot of people you meet, and you're like, well, that was a letdown. You know, you know what I mean? You're like, she's everything you want her to be. Yeah. I was like this and watch Emma's Life. And you know me, I'm not like that. I'm not.
Yeah, no. Yeah, but that's our childhood. We watched her growing up.
Yes, like, and she's right? Warm and kind. And when I got this ambassadorship with Nutrisystem, she called and gave me.
Wait, did she know who you were?
With all the people. Oh, yes. People I met in my life through, you know, different situations. I mean, for God's sakes, I've been at Buckingham Palace. I've been in the presence of the Queen at Royal Ascot. Maria Osmond was it for me. I was like, yeah. Oh.
But yeah, so I, you know, that's so interesting because I know you've met presidents, you've met everybody. Obviously, you've met a ton of celebrities through Housewives. Is Marie Osmond your?
She was. I mean, and I felt, you know what the weird thing is? She was one of the few people in my life that made me feel unworthy. Like, I wanted to apologize.
What do you mean by that?
Because she's just like that whole thing. Like, I'm a little bit country.
Yeah, I'm a little bit rock and roll.
She brings back all that when you wanted to be only good. Remember?
Yes. Yeah,
and
very
she
different
said,
time.
She said to me, she's never had a drink in her life. I was like, yeah, I could say this.
That's part of her faith. Yeah. Wow.
Never. Not a drop.
And do you stay, are you in touch with her still or no?
No.
Just did now like
it's not that type of thing. Like now I've me with Marie Osmond. I mean, now you're just going too crazy.
I would love.
No, I mean, she's part of the whole Nutrisystem team because she's the main gal. So, you know, you see, you know, we just did a commercial all together. I mean, it was virtual, but on TV, we look like we're all together.
I mean, think of her career. How many decades, Dorinda? You know what I mean? Like forever. Like, you know, she doesn't even know a life where she's not famous.
I know. I mean, and she really, and she's.
Yeah, she's gorgeous.
You know, she really is. Because yeah. She has that beauty. Oh, and then I'm doing a great thing with Airbnb.
What do we got with that? What's going on with that?
They're doing this whole experience thing with Bluestone Manor. That's going to be really wild. That launches next week where they do an experience at Bluestone Manor for one lucky person and they donate it to charity.
Wow. Hey, is Bluestone Manor historic? Is it with the Historic Society? It must be, right?
No, thank God. No, it's not. It's not registered, which is a good thing.
Yeah,
because
otherwise,
you can't change anything.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, it's amazing that place is 120 years old.
Yeah, no, I know, right?
For America, that's long.
That's a long time. And think of all the history and all the people that have gone through that place. It's
I sometimes think about it late at night at like 3 a.m, believe me.
Yeah. Do you think, do you one of the things is the ghosts that are there?
No, you know. I don't really buy into all that stuff.
You don't buy into the ghosts?
I think if there is, I just think there's spirits that are visiting and who cares? You know what I mean?
I see the Dorinda attitude. Who cares? I love it. Dorinda, who cares?
Come one, come all.
So Dorinda, you are really busy. You have a lot. You have enough. From what you know, yes. I mean, you're saying that's enough. I don't really want to see you be doing more, to be honest. Like that's wonderful.
Yeah. So yeah, it's exciting, and it's a you know I think it's going to be a beautiful fall in New York City. I think
so too.
Really excited.
Yeah, I think this holiday season, I had said a long time ago that the, you know, end of 21, 22 was going to be kind of the beginning of a new normal for us. And I still am holding to that.
And I'm going to tell you something. I did a beautiful Christmas last year, but I'm changing my whole Christmas game up this year.
Wait a second. I'm a Christmas fanatic. Do not tell me you're turning on Christmas, Dorinda.
Oh, no. But you see, I'm doing themed trees. I'm doing a tree that's just made out of flowers. Then I'm doing a tree that's all the old reminiscence of Candyland.
Oh.
And then I'm doing a tree that's all just blue bulbs that just say every color shade of blue. And then, of course, I'm doing the traditional. But I'm shifting a little bit this year.
Gotcha. And then, Dorinda, we're going to talk.
And you realize I have my Christmas plan now.
Well, you have to. I used to always say Christmas starts in August. Like, that's where we start. But wait, Dorinda, we'll have to we got to figure out there's some kind of show in that. We got to put you back to work.
I've tried to pitch it, but no one wants to do a Christmas special at Bluestone Manor. I think it's an obvious
thing. No, I think there's something with the trees. That's really interesting.
Oh, my trees. I'm going to send you pictures.
Yeah, I can't wait. And then,
People count on me.
I'm counting on you. Well, that's why I was like, oh my God, I hope she doesn't turn on Christmas, because I know you're a Christmas freak like we are.
I'm so devoted to Christmas, everyone, that I was just in Atlanta and I walked through the whole Christmas markets from head to toe. Okay. That's how devoted I am.
Wait, in Atlanta?
Yeah.
They have one of those?
It's my favorite thing to go
to. Why didn't I know this? Oh my goodness.
Kevin.
I know.
I'm also thinking about doing, but I don't want to get you people excited. I might not get them in time. I might do an early 20th century apothecary tree, which has all the old bugs and arsenic things and like that, but I'm not sure yet. Well, that might be Halloween. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I know. You know, Kelsey does holiday trees,
that's right,
which is interesting. So she keeps her tree up year round, and she'll do Easter and spring and every like and St. Patty's Day and
birthdays.
I think it's kind of cool,
mm-hmm.
right? Similar to gumballs. Keep the tree up and stay happy.
Exactly.
I actually know there's a girl on Instagram you have to follow. Let me give you her. I don't know if you know her. She's going to be your type of girl. Hold on. Hey, Bella, will you bring me my phone? This girl, you got to look where. Okay, go to Kings of Christmas. Okay.
Oh.
Are you there?
Go to the Instagram.
Go to Kings of Christmas. Kings of Christmas. That's a website I use. Okay.
Okay.
Now, do you see their Instagram?
I'm going to it. Kelsey, you're faster than me. I'm on Connecticut internet here. Kids.
I'm looking. Yeah, I'm going. Okay, I'm on Kings of Christmas.
Okay, so here, King of Christmas.
King of Christmas.
Got it?
Yep, I'm there.
So go to the second grid down. You'll see that there's the flower tree. Look at the tree. She does one for every holiday.
Okay, I'm going to pull it up for everyone.
Ooh, yes.
So if you tap that flower tree, she's doing one for Bluestone Manor that's all blue, that flower tree. So if you tap that and look at that girl that does it, you go to her website. She does it. So tap.
Dorinda, look at that. Like, is that like a Cinco de Mayo tree? I want that.
Okay. Well, now go tap that and tap the girl, Sammy Riccololi. Okay. Did you see that? So tap the flower tree and then tap the tag.
Another paisan.
These are incredible. She's coming.
You see her? Now look at that 4th of July tree she did.
Damn. Hello. Wow.
Wait, what's her
King
handle,
of Christmas,
you guys?
Sam we'll give her a little shout out. Sammy _ Riccioli. And yes, she does beautiful 4th of July tree. Oh, she's a kook like we are. I love her.
Yeah, she's a kook like we are. I love her. She's coming to Bluestone Manor.
Wow. And Dorinda, as we talked, like in the next, what are some of your like dreams that are left on the table? Because you've succeeded.
I would love to write a cookbook, a Bluestone Manor cookbook.
Okay.
Bluestone Manor. I would love to do that just for fun and take all my mother's old recipes that I collected throughout COVID. I have them in a huge Tupperware because I was afraid they'd get lost. You know what I mean? And I would love to do that. I hark back to like a Betty Crocker kind of thing. And then what would I love to do? I would love to do, you know, I think to tell you the truth, I'd love to go back on TV if I could, if I had the opportunity.
Yeah,
I think I'm good TV.
You're going to be back on TV. Dorinda, Maria calls it my crystal brain. So does Adam Carolla. I see it. I see it. And I've never been wrong. You'll be back on TV. Yeah, that's That was definitely, you'll see. That was a pause, as you said, but in some capacity, because yeah, you just have too much to give, you know? And I love it. I think there's just so much great takeaway from your life and from this book. Guys, August 17th, it comes out. Make it nice, which, by the way, even in the, for the housewife show.
You like the back cover? Look at the back cover.
And you look at my girl laughing, making it nice.
It's hello and then goodbye.
But I love, you know what? There's so much. You ever notice in messaging in books, Dorinda, that the messaging's a little, even in the titles, dark, even if the book's well-intended, it's just like, fuck it, live your best life. Or do you know what I mean? Whereas this is make it nice. I'm really into words and power of words and messages. And it's all in here.
Thank you for having me. Tell Marie I said hello and send her my love, and I'll light a candle.
Thank you.
I could tell you anything, tell her to keep talking, because I talk to Richard all the time. Ask for a sign and it will come. I swear to God, if you go to bed at night and ask for a sign, I need 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 a sign.
And you still do it?
It just happened the other day. Do you know, there's a wonderful Chelsea Handler interviewed that incredible woman. She's famous for it. And she said in the podcast that it usually comes in orange or red. So I was like, you know what? I was sitting outside one night, having a martini vodka, and I'm like, Richard Medley, I know you're here, but show me a sign tomorrow morning that you're here. Will you please? And I'm in. Do it the next day on my window. I have a video of it. So if anyone thinks I'm lying, I have a video. Mm. This red cardinal would not stop hitting my window. Even when I went up to it, they usually go away, hit it to the point where I was like, you're going to hurt yourself.
And often it comes in birds too, I notice. And if you look up the meaning of birds, when you do those kind of incantations.
I looked up the cardinal. It says a family member that has passed.
There you go. Damn.
And that bird wanted to get to me. That bird would not, basically what you said, you want to know I was here?
Yeah.
I'm going to let you know I'm here.
Yes. Yeah.
I still thank him for the house all the time. Thank you for my beautiful house. Thank you for allowing me to, because without Richard, I wouldn't have had the house.
But you see, you're always thanking, however, he died, and you could look at that in such another way. Like, you could look at it as a loss, and you're looking at it with gratitude. And I think that's why you keep getting more,
Well, thank you.
And surviving it. Oh, I love you, Dorinda. And listen, I'd love to.
I hope I see you.
I want to Blue try Christmas. No, but now Christmas, I have to come if we come, I want to save it for the holidays.
Oh, you have to come. It's a hoop. People that come in think they've entered a different world. You wouldn't believe it until you see it.
Yeah, well, listen.
I don't mean one room, the whole house.
I want to be on this coast maybe for Christmas. So you might be getting.
Let's just put it this way. I have a 12-foot nutcracker that stands outside.
Okay, that says enough. That says enough. Oh, man, Dorinda, I love you. I'm so excited for what's next.
Dorinda, before you leave, I have to read my favorite quote. Can I read my favorite quote, Kev?
Oh, sure.
Yes, of course, honey. Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Let me just tell you, your mother, I'm like literally going to write this on my freaking wall. So my mom once told me that the most beautiful wines in the world are made from grapes that struggle the most. Those grapes have thicker skin and they might look a little more beat up than the pretty grapes, but inside they have incredibly rich juice. They are perfectly imperfect, and that's what makes them so delicious. Dorinda, I was like, that is the quote of all quotes. I need your mother in my
life. Let's make
too.
A t-shirt.
Please. Please. So good. Let's so thank you for that. Thank you for this book.
Okay. Well, thank you for having me, guys.
Hi, honey.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. The great Dorinda Medley. Wow. I mean.
Oh, no. Hold on. Oh, there you are. There he is.
I'm still here. I love her so much.
She's
amazing. People have show business friends. She's a real friend.
And she is. And that's I felt like you and I were talking about to begin with. It was like all her relationships are real. Like none of this is fake.
Nothing's perfect. And, like, she makes mistakes or like has her bumps in the road. But I think there's a lot of takeaway in how she responds and her attitude and her perception of all of it. And I think that's why she keeps getting more.
Yeah.
Back,
I agree.
And landing on her feet and then some.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a fun convo.
It really was. And yeah, like I said, I just stuff I'm processing myself. So yeah,
me too. Very,
it's always a pleasure.
I mean, thank you for letting me jump in there. I was like, I literally have to read this because that quote, I'm like, I'm going to write that on my freaking wall. There's so many good zingers in this book, Kev. I was like, damn. Yeah.
Well, I think she's, this is going to sound weird because obviously she's very like well off and very successful, but she's a little bit regular gal.
She
in the writing and the approach.
She is.
I feel like there's a relatability to her story, and I feel like you can apply a lot of that to whatever life and situation you're in.
Yeah, I agree. Failure isn't real anyways. It's just an opportunity to rise up again.
Yeah. Well, you know, even we didn't talk about it with her, but you know, but even her taking a pause or being put on pause with the housewives, you know, it's like, it's not real to it. I mean, it's real in the sense, I guess she's not going there and getting a check, but at the end of the day, what's real is her relationships with her friends, her family, her mom,
right?
Those interactions with her mom and her daughter. And, you know, and I love the way she can walk away from situations and just be grateful. And I feel like, yeah, that's something to be said for a lot of us, you know. There's a
Amen.
Lot there.
Amen. I agree.
And by the way, you know what, Kels? If what? Queenie's not around, next time we're in Connecticut, we can take the Prius and fly on out to Great Barrington.
We can take
a little cruise out there.
Oh yeah. And yeah, what was the other place she said that she just went to? Atlanta?
To Atlanta, there's a Christmas town.
Who
yeah,
knew?
Yeah.
Did you know that? Yeah, we're going.
I think we need to go, and that's a couple of pilgrimages.
It's a good good excuse because we'll do the Christmas podcast with her. We have to go.
Yes.
You know.
And by the way, I reached out to our person for the Christmas podcast.
Did you really?
Night. Have not heard back.
Okay. All right.
We will see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
Stay tuned. You guys, please keep rating, giving us your 5-star rating, and your comments are deeply appreciated on Apple Podcasts. Follow us at Better Together with Maria. And, you know, again, we're a little spotty. You know, it's the summer. We're recovering from a lot of different things, you know, for Maria and I, you know, still dealing with the loss of our mom and now obviously the loss of our family pet. So trying to, you know, get everyone back to a new normal. And then, you know, we, in the last 5 years, our lives have frozen. So now we're picking back up. Careers, money, there's a lot of stuff that we've put on hold. So thank you for staying with us as we've been a little sporadic. I think by the fall, our team will be back and in a new and a greater way. And yeah, we have a lot of exciting things we're going to put into action, Kelsey, right? Like,
that's right.
In the months to come. So it's very exciting, and we're very grateful again. And until then, what, Kelsey?
Oh my gosh. Until then, you guys, remember to be Kevin's face.
Hello.
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 Hello. All right. Until then, remember to be nice people, make good choices, and be present. We love you guys.